The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, 9th chapter, text number 24 through 26, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded in December of 1966 in New York.
Aham hi sarvajagyana bhukta chaturhurevacha natumam abhijananti tattena atashchavantite. Because you do not know, God in fact, simply understanding, oh, there is God. And little more advanced, God is our order supplier. Oh, that is not sufficient. You must know God. Oh, and I mean to say, tam tattena, in truth, tattena. That tattena, in truth, as it is explained by Lord Chaitanya, that is the highest explanation. He has given the fullest information. Of course, it is not possible to understand God to the fullest extension. But as far as possible, as a human being can understand, that has been explained by Lord Chaitanya about Krishna. Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita about himself, that is more than sufficient, and still more Lord Chaitanya has explained about him. Krishna has explained himself that he requires to surrender unto him. Just like here also he says, I am the beneficiary of all the activities of living entities. Bhukta cha prahudeva. I am enjoyer and I am the master. So, in the Bhagavad Gita we find that the Lord advises people in general that sarva dharman parityajyamam ekam saranam. Just try to surrender unto me, and I shall give you all protection. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also Krishna himself, as a devotee, he is explaining Krishna further. Not only surrender, but after surrender, what are the activities? That is explained by Lord Chaitanya. So, for the general, people in general, the first requisition is that they must learn how to surrender unto God. Tattena nate abhijananti. They do not know what is an accurate situation of the Supreme Lord. Now, here it is stated, janti deva vrata devan pitrin janti pitri vrataha bhutani janti bhutejya janti marjadino ma. Now the argument that in whatever form you worship the Supreme, this is the Mayavadi theory, that God is impersonal. Now, because we cannot worship or meditate upon something impersonal, therefore let us imagine something about Him and meditate upon that. Just like the impersonalist yogi, they put before them a lump of something and concentrate upon them. So, here that theory is refuted by Krishna. That impersonal conception of the Supreme and our imagination of God, that is not the way of approaching God. He says clearly here, janti deva vrata deva. Those who are worshipping the demigods have their different places in this material world. All the planets, heavenly planets, there are seven planetary systems up and seven planetary systems down. So, this is called Bhuloka, earthly planet. and there are many planets on the system.
So Bhuloka, Bhuvarloka, Janoloka, Tapoloka, then Brahmaloka, Satyaloka, like that. So many planets there.
So there are different kinds of living entities and different kinds of comforts. They are highly intelligent, more intelligent than the human being. Therefore they are called demigods, almost gods. So here Krishna says, those who are trying to overthrow the demigods, they will go to the planets of the demigods. Janti deva brata deva. Pitrin janti piti brata. Piti brata, there is a form of worship of the forefather. So there is a particular planet, the worshipper of the forefathers will go there. Pitrin janti piti brata. And bhutejya janti, bhutani janti bhutejya. And those who are materialistic, those who want to worship these earthly things in this material, not material world everywhere, but bhutejya especially, material worship. So bhutejya, those who are worship of material elements, they go to, they remain in the material platform. Janti majjajino pi ma. And those who are worshipping me, Lord, they will come to me. This is very nice, clear. Now suppose, if you have purchased ticket for an intermediate station between California, San Francisco and New York. So, you shall have to get down in that station. So how can you expect that you have purchased a ticket for intermediate station, how can you expect to go to California? Similarly, if you worship demigods, you can go up to that planet. As you worship, there are different arrangements in the system, in the creation of God. As you want, you have got freedom of action, and God awards you the result, whatever you want. But if you want to go to the planet where Krishna is, Krishna planet, which is called Goloka Vrindavan, then you have to worship Krishna. So there is nothing unreasonable. If you want to go to California, San Francisco, you have to purchase ticket for that. Now what is the difference between going to other planets and to the planet where Krishna is, that will be explained. That is explained in a different place, that jagdatyana nivartante tadhama paramangama. The supreme platform, supreme planet is there, where going nobody returns to this material world. Yadgatyana nivartante. Nivartante means does not nivartante, does not return. Abrahma bhubana lokan purada avastinatya. That we already we have discussed, that gatagati. Now within this material world, even if you go to the higher planets, the planet of the moon, planet of the sun, planets are heavenly planets, the Indra Lok, Chandra Lok, so many there. Then, after finishing your result of pious activities, you have to come back again. Punaravarti. So, we are sometimes going up, sometimes coming back again in this material, sometimes going down. Just like we are changing different dresses. Sometimes I have got this body, Indian. Sometimes you have got this body, American, and sometimes I may get the body of a dog or a hawk or something else. I may get the body of demigod. As these changes of races are going on, cycle of birth and death, transmigration of the soul in different forms of life. Similarly, there is transmigration of the soul in different planets. So, abrahma bhuvana lokan, the system of going up and down should be stopped. That is the business of an intelligent person. Jadagatana nivartante. We should try to go to that planet. We are going, no more coming back. That is Krishna Loka. That is Vaikuntha, the spiritual sky. Parastasmatu bhavahanna. Beyond this material sky, there is spiritual sky. There are spiritual planets and Krishna Loka is there. So, Krishna gives here hint that madhajajinopi ma, as others are going, trying to go in other planets. Similarly, those who are in Krishna consciousness, those who are absolutely worshipper of the Supreme Lord, they will come to me. They will come to me. Mamupetta Kauntiya, in other place, there are several places mentioned this fact. Mamupetta Kauntiya, dukkhalam asasatam nafnubanti mahatmana sangsiddhim lavati para. Those who attain once to me, they will never to come again to this place of misery. So here is the hint that by Krishna consciousness, if we remain always in Krishna consciousness, then our transference to that planet of Krishna Loka is guaranteed. Jangjang mapi smaran loki tajattam di kalevaram. We have discussed this verse that at the time of death, my mental condition, whatever my mental condition is at that time, at the time of my death, I am just going to have a similar body according to the mental condition at the time of my death. So, if we are constantly engaged in Krishna, transcendental loving service of Krishna, Krishna consciousness, then naturally we shall be thinking of Krishna at the time of death. This is the practice. This is the practice. Sadatada bhava bhavita. Unless you practice, just like if you have to play on the stage, you have to perform several years, or if you have to appear in some examination, then you prepare yourself what sort of question may be there. And so, similarly, if we at all want to transfer ourselves to that planet, Krishna Loka, Chintamani Dham, then we have to practice. We have to practice in this life. This human form of life is meant for practicing. Just like apprentice. Those who are even apprentice, they are already liberated. Because that's a nice student who is preparing himself. He is already passed. Past means he is preparing himself in such a nice way that his passing of the examination is guaranteed. Similarly, if we take the trouble of becoming Krishna conscious always, then our transference to that planet, madhyajinopi moh, that is guaranteed. Bhutani janti bhutevja. Janti madhyajino. Now the question is that Krishna consciousness, how to perform Krishna consciousness? That is explained by the Lord in the next verse. Patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhakta prajacchati tadaham bhaktu bhakti upahitam asnami prajatatmana. Now you have to make friendship with Krishna. Just like if you want to go to see somebody very great, then somehow or other you have to make some connection with him. Something, if you have to introduce yourself in a way, in a friendly way, in a loving manner, then it is possible to make connection with great personalities. So, if we want to transfer ourselves to that supreme planet, Krishna Loka, then we have to prepare ourselves how to love Krishna, love of God. if we are intimately in touch with God by love, we cannot conquer with or we cannot claim any favor from the Supreme unless we are in love. But love means there are six principles of loving. What is that? Dadati pratignati bhunte bhojayate guiham akhyati prichati cha saravidha priti lakshanam. How one can understand, I love you, or you can understand that I love you. There are six kinds of reciprocation, six kinds of exchange, reciprocation. What is that? Dadati. One whom you love, you must give something. And you must take something from him. Dadati pratignati. Bhungte bhojayate. You must give him something to eat. And you must accept also what he gives to eat. Dadati pratignati bhungte bhojayate gujjam akhyati prichati cha. You must disclose your mind and you must hear him if your lover is also in some difficulty, he discloses his mind. So these six things, dadati, giving, and pratignati, accepting, and bhungte, to offer foodstuff and accept foodstuff and disclose your mind and hear him also. These things. So we have to deal with God in that way. Therefore, if you want to offer something, the beginning is offering. Offering. We must offer something. So what is that offering? If somebody says that I am very poor man, I cannot offer anything. Because in India, of course, offering to the demigods, offering to some deity, that is very expensive job, there are least of goods. Now suppose a poor man, he wants to offer something to God, then what he has to offer? Here is a prescription given by the Lord himself, which can be offered even by the poorest man. What is that? Patram puspam phalam toyam. A little bit of tulsi leaf or any leaf. Puspam, a little bit of flower. Patram puspam phalam, a small fruit, and toyam, a little water. Now, patram puspam phalam toyam, these four things can be available universally. Nobody is so poor that he cannot collect a leaf of a tree or a small fruit or a small flower and little water. It is universal. Nothing expensive. So anyone in any country, in any place, he can offer Krishna these four things. There is no bar. Patram puspam phalam toyo. Four. A small leaf, you can have any. There are so many trees. If you take one leaf, even if you are forbidden, if you ask, I am going to offer this leaf to God, anyone will offer it. Patram puspam, a little flower, and a small fruit, a little water. So, Lord says, patram puspam phalam tuyam, jome bhakta prajacchati. The real thing is love. Anyone who is offering me these four things in love, praya bhaktya upaditam, because he has brought these four things with love and devotion, then God says, tadaham asnami, I eat. Bhakta prajita atmana. Because with devotion, with faith, and with love, he has brought. God is full. We should not think that God is depending upon my this little flower or fruit. He is very hungry. When I shall offer this fruit and he will satisfy. No. He is full now. But the qualification is that offering should be in love, in devotion. That he accepts. He accepts your devotion and love.
Sapatram Pusho. So anybody can worship Krishna. This is universal. Patram Pusho, these four things can be. But one thing you should remember, that if you want to cheat Krishna, oh, Krishna wants only patram pushpam phalam tuyam. So let him have this patram pushpam phalam tuyam. And for myself, let me eat very sensuously, the best thing. That is cheating. Krishna can understand. This is for the poorest man. But if you have got very nice things to offer to Krishna, just offer. Your love means you should offer to Krishna the nicest, the choicest, the best thing. Because everything belongs to Krishna. So when you offer something best, choicest, that is your love only. Suppose you offer a fruit to Krishna. Can you manufacture fruit? Oh, it is manufactured by Krishna. It is God's gift. But if you place before him some choicest food, some choicest flowers, some choicest things, then that is your token of love. That you think. And in this material world, suppose there is a very nice rose flower. Somebody takes it. Oh, it is very nice rose flower. Oh, I shall take it and offer my girlfriend or boyfriend. That is sense gratification. That is sense gratification. The same flower, if you take it and think, oh, it is a very nice flower, I shall offer to Krishna. That is your service to the Lord. The flower is there. Simply change of consciousness. This is called Krishna consciousness. The flower is there. You are there. The consciousness is there. This offering is there. Simply you have to change. That's all. You have to change. If you utilize things for sense gratification, then you go to the darkest region of this material atmosphere. And the same thing, if you offer to Krishna, it becomes spiritual. Now, after offering Krishna, Krishna is not taking it away. You are taking the prasadam. That means the whole thing becomes spiritualized. So in this way, we can spiritualize the whole world. Whole world. Simply by changing our consciousness. We are anxious for peace. This is the process of peace. You change your consciousness. Don't accept anything for your sense gratification. Everything is there. It is supplied by the Supreme Law. Everything is the property of the Supreme Law. You are falsely claiming that you are the proprietor. You are not proprietor. How you can be proprietor? Suppose before you came to America from Europe, the land was there. And suppose sometimes you leave this land, or the land will remain there. Or suppose I take my birth in America. So before my birth, the land was there. And after my death, the land will be there. If you trace out history, go on tracing. When the land was not there, you never find, therefore the land is God's. Why do you claim that this is my land? The earth belongs to God. Everything belongs to God. This consciousness should be changed. If you at all want peace, if you encroach upon God's property and take it as your own thing and try to utilize for your sense gratification, you cannot expect any peace. Cannot expect anything. Suppose you have stolen something from somebody else and if you want to enjoy, you'll be always in trouble because the police search will be there and as soon as you are caught, you'll be in trouble. Similarly, the nature is the police agent of God. As soon as you want to gratify your sense by utilizing the property of God, then you will be in trouble. The nature will inflict misery upon you. This is the law of nature. It is clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Daiyidhesa gunamai mamamaya durattaya mamiva japrapadnanti mayametang tarantite. This gunamai maya, this material nature, are three modes of nature. Gunamai, guna means modes of nature. This modes of nature means it is a combination of three modes. Modes of passion, modes of goodness, modes of ignorance. So, therefore it is called gunamai maya. So, daivijhesa gunamai mama maya durattaya. You cannot surpass the stringent laws of material nature. That is not in your power. Just like however stout and strong you are, when you are under police custody, no strength will help you. It will be offered all kinds of tribulation. Similarly, the nature is very strong. So long we shall go on utilizing God's property illegally and encroach upon others and its possession, then there cannot be any peace. If you want peace at all, then you have to accept that everything belongs to God and I can use after offering Him. Accepting that this belongs to you, God kindly, you have sent me all these things for my subsistence, or it is your thing, kindly, you first of all taste it, then I shall take your prasadam. This is Krishna consciousness. God is supplying me everything. He will not eat whatever is given to you. It is for you. Simply just acknowledge. Just acknowledge. Can you not acknowledge even? God, you have given us so nice things for eating. Please, you can. Just like a small child. He is provided by the father. But while eating, he offers the father, my dear father, it is a very nice thing. You test. How much pleased will be the father? Just imagine. The father knows that the child has brought my things out. But if the small child offers to the father, father, it is very nice. You eat. Oh, father, no, it is very nice. All right, I shall eat it. This is love. This is love. So here, how you can offer your love? Patram puspam phalam toyo. Jumi bhakta prajatshati. Paya bhakta upridam asnahi. And if God accepts your things and eats, then what do you want more? He becomes your most intimate friend. Janglabdha chaprangla bhagamannati nabhitam sata. If you can make God as your intimate friend, then there is no and nothing wanted. Janglabdha chaprangla bhagamannati nabhitam sata. If you can make God as your intimate friend, then there is no and nothing wanted. He'll be fulfilled. He'll find yourself to have got everything. Na guru na api dukkhena na vichalate. And if we become convinced that God is my protector, Krishna is my protector, then how much happy and peaceful he will be. So this process, the Bhagavad Gita recommends, that you offer, doesn't matter. In the next law, even if you cannot offer this patram puspam phalam priyam, then in the next law is explained, then whatever you can offer, offer something. Offer something. Just be in love with him. Then just see how much peaceful you feel, how much tranquility you feel, and how you are protected by Krishna, how you avoid insufficiency, how you become pure, and how you make your progress in spiritual life. Thank you very much.